The Pepper and Dylan Show podcast.
I have no reason to believe that this is not true. There's no benefit by this story not being true. None whatsoever. But it sounds pretty unusual to me. However, the person who is telling this story has no reason to lie. No reason whatsoever. But that's always when lies are at their best. When you're like, oh, why would they lie about that? That's the beauty of a lie. Of course, that's why they're lying about it. But they stand nothing to gain by making this up.
Who's lying? Where's this at?
Well, I don't think he's lying. But I can't help but think, what a bizarre story not to be made up. My son, good old Riley. You know Riley, right?
Yeah.
20-year-old Riley, living out there at Chateau Lake Louise, living his best life for one more week before he returns next week. He told me a few days ago, at Chateau Lake Louise. He works at the hotel, and then they have behind the hotel, this big, huge hotel, they have the quarters, the employees' quarters.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's like a little staff kind of bar, restaurant, kind of social gathering house that they can all go to for their meals or hanging out or whatever. And, you know, you go from your little apartment, your little, what would you call it, your dorm, to this place, middle of the night, late at night. It's quiet. It's in the middle of the mountains. It's beautiful. It's peaceful, right? There's snow all over the place, and it snowed. You think it snowed a lot here. It snowed a lot there over the last week, right?
Okay.
So he's got his AirPods in. He phones me and said, hey, Dad, I think I lost an AirPod. No, okay, that's too bad. He is, and anybody who has kids that age know that this is Apple's thing, right? This was all intentional to make AirPods easily to lose so that you have to keep replacing them, right?
Well, I don't know.
Is that all by design, right?
I think they're just like, you need to be small to fit in your ear.
Let's make headphones that aren't on wires so that once you lose them, they are gone, right? You ever lost an AirPod open it up on your phone and you can track it by playing a little beeping sound and it'll beep until the battery dies so you can try and kind of find it wherever
it
fell? Yeah, it does that.
See, they're trying their best.
They're trying their best, but the beeps are pretty tricky to find. You can also, like everything else that you own, you can see where it is, right? You can go to your devices or your whatever, your search, and you can kind of see it flashing on this map on where it is. Okay. It's a good way to find, oh, crap, did I leave my phone at home? Where is my, whatever, right? So he did this. He lied, Dad, I lost my AirPod. I said, what happened to it? He says, a mouse stole it.
What? Mouse?
So this is his story. I want you to tell me if I should believe this or not. Again, he didn't ask for me to replace him. He went and replaced him himself. He had no need for me to believe or not believe this story. This is anecdotal the way he's telling me. He said, it came out of his ear and it fell in a snowbank. He started to play the sound. He couldn't find it because it was deep in a snowbank, but he could faintly hear it. And then he got closer to it, and then it started to get further away from him and further away from him. And then he opened it up on a map, and he could see the AirPod moving on the map.
No.
He believes an AirPod fell out of his ear, fell into a snowbank, and as it was beeping, he got closer to it, and then it got further away, and then he could see the AirPod scurrying away into the woods.
Into the woods.
He is convinced that a mouse or another animal took his AirPod back to their nest.
Maybe squirrel.
Okay.
I don't see a mouse doing it.
Look, I don't know.
Did he track it back to the nest? Why didn't he go to the nest?
The beeping kind of died and then it just vanished.
So on a snowbank.
Couldn't keep up with it. It was moving pretty fast, I guess, Dylan. I don't know. It took a time to reload. Cell service isn't great up there. I don't know.
Okay, first, so you can track where they go. It's not just a beeping sound. You can track
it'll fall out of your ear or your phone GPS? Or any AirTag or something. It'll fall out and then you can play it and it'll make a sound. Bing, bing, it'll make that sound. And then you can kind of try and find it. But it's a very faint sound. It's pretty tough to find.
Right, but he's saying he sees it on a map.
But then you can see it on your map, on your Find My iPhone map. You can open it up and see all your devices and where they are.
So first you'd want to open up that map, be like, okay, it's probably over there somewhere.
Yeah.
Then go and hit the beeping and try to find it.
Exactly. So he's tapping it and he's playing the sound and he's getting closer until it starts to get further away. And he can look on the map that his one single, his left AirPod is moving away from him.
I'm going to say squirrel.
You think it's got, but you do think an animal took this thing?
Yeah, well, I mean, yeah, the story adds up.
There's no reason for him to say, Dad, I don't know, a mouse must have took it. Can you buy me new AirPods? There was none of that. He got his own AirPods. He wasn't looking for me to replace it. He was looking for me to just hear the story.
Plus, like a squirrel hears like a loud pitch.
Would it not be afraid of the AirPod?
Maybe not. You think it's neat?
No, I gotta bring this to my family.
Squirrels go.
So he thinks it's a mate. The squirrel thinks he found
it. Could be, or think it's a baby, a lost baby. Yeah. So a mommy squirrel picks it up.
Little AirPod is a baby.
It says, let's grow this thing alive. I did Google it.
Okay.
Mice are known to steal or hoard items,
including AirPods.
Well, particularly food and nesting materials.
Yeah, or anything that's shiny, though.
Yeah.
They could use it for their nest.
Right.
They just need a speaker for their little nest.
Yeah, they're having a party. A
little smart speaker. Every home needs one. Yeah.
Aww. That makes sense.
It does make sense.
I'm buying it.
So you're buying it. You're all in on this?
100%.
Mouse or a squirrel stole something his AirPod did. And took it and brought it back to the nest.
Something did. But I would argue that he's in Lake Louise.
Yes.
I don't know if a lot of the mammals would be scurrying.
It could be
about.
A magpie, though. Like, magpies love shiny things.
True.
Yes. But I feel like the squirrels up in Lake Louise, chipmunk, there's a lot of chipmunks.
Okay.
Maybe a chipmunk over a squirrel.
A rodent of some sort. A rodent or a magpie.
Yeah.
Some sort of pest took this AirPod and brought it back to their nest or their den or whatever it is. Mm-hmm. And now they've got an AirPod in there.
Yeah.
Okay.
He's got to be conscious of that first.
That's a common occurrence.
I don't know if it's a common occurrence, but I don't think it's out of the realm of possibility.
Text message saying, so it dropped in the snow and right away started looking for it. There's no way that a squirrel is in the snow when a human is right there.
And the guy said, ha, beat you to it.
Right.
He may have lost it, I don't know, out of his pocket or something, and then he realized it was gone, and then he went to look for it and played the beeping.
Okay,
and
well, then yeah, that would be different.
Saw it moving away. I don't know the timing of everything on this.
That's the thing. And this person's saying, yeah, there's no way a squirrel would be right there. In the mountains, a lot of these animals, like the squirrel, like the chipmunks,
they're much more comfortable.
They're comfortable. They know people will feed them.
Yeah, Riley says they're just everywhere. They just coexist. Yeah.
And they come up to you because they know the tourists and the people will just throw snacks or whatever at them.
Right.
It happens all the time. Those birds eat out of your hand, right?
Well, how disappointed is this squirrel or this chipmunk or this magpie or whatever going to be when the battery dies and they can no longer hear music?
Well,
it was probably a nice little there. Oh, this is kind of nice. Look what I found. This is kids. Check
here
it out.
You go. Yeah. Megan just texted. My headphones got taken by a mouse, but got stuck in the tiny hole the mouse went through, so I was able to get him back.
Oh, it was too big to get through.
Tried. He's sitting there trying to get it in. There you go.
Okay.
So it can happen.
Apple's got to think about this, right? This is part of their master plan, isn't it?
I don't think so.
They're like, if we make these small enough that rodents can run away with them, people will buy more.
But they try everything. If you could find them on a map and hear a sound, that's on you.
Yeah. Yeah, but it's like Amanda's saying, field mice bury under the snow. It would be very hard to find it again. Once it goes underneath.
When you've only got so long on the battery life of the headphone. Once the battery life of the headphone's gone, it's gone. You'll never find it again. Right? You can't order single AirPods either. That's how they get you, Dylan. It's all part of their master plan. Apple's working with the rodents.
Come on.
You guys, when you steal them, just steal one so that the humans will have to replace these because they need them so bad. I said, Riley, I'm happy to pay for a new set. We'll just get you the ones with the wire on it so you can keep them. You know, like when kids had mitts and the string going through their sleeves.
Nobody wants a wire
one. That should be his headset now. He has proven he can't be responsible to have AirPods.
Hmm.
The mice are running off with his damn AirPods now.
Well, I mean, I guess it's a hazard of the job.
So you believe it. You believe that a rodent has taken his AirPods.
Yeah, absolutely.
It does make sense. They like to collect things.
You can see that it's a tough one to believe sometimes, right?
If he was asking for new ones from you, it would definitely be a no-go. But he's not asking, and I think it happens.
It's not like he said a Sasquatch took it. It was just a mouse.
It's true.
It's a mouse. Right?
There are mice everywhere.
There's Sasquatch everywhere.
True.
He hasn't seen a Sasquatch. He's been out there for about 5 months, Robbie. He hasn't seen a Sasquatch yet. Sorry to disappoint
you. Is he looking, though?
Yeah, he's not. They're a little deeper in the woods. They're not near the hotels. Sasquatch aren't fancy.
That's right. Yeah. They like to stay way
waiting
out there.
For a Negroni. Yeah.
He hasn't gone looking for him. You're right. Okay. Yeah, just mice and rodents and birds are taking his AirPods. Yeah. All right.
The Pepper and Dylan Podcast.
Is there a trick to... And it... This is an age-old trick. It's a big laundry day this weekend. Right? It was almost confusing at my house how much laundry we were doing. It felt like it was a laundromat at our house. I thought we were doing it like it was like an industry that we started. Just doing so much laundry at the house. I just decided, that's it. Let's wash everything. Even if it's just washed, let's wash it. Let's start from ground floor. Everything's clean, right? When you're washing your bedding, is there a trick when you're drying it to prevent it from getting all tangled up in a knot with all the other things? Or is that just Is that just a thing for life?
Just hang it, man.
No, but if you're drying it in the dryer, you're gonna commit to hanging it in the dryer. We've got clotheslines. Well, it's not quite clotheslines time yet, you know? But you put it in there and you're like, okay, cool, because we were getting close to bedtime. It was getting urgent, Dylan. We needed to make that bed. We need to get it ready. It was time. We didn't have any sheets on the bed. We kept going back into the dryer. Dash, still wet. We pull it out. And this big knot It's like the greatest puzzle known to man sometimes, that sheet knot that you can get. The duvet cover fitted sheet knot, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Nothing. Mm. Is there a trick?
Not that I know.
I'm on Google. I'm looking. Some people are like, oh, pull it out, fluff it out, and then fold it and put it in the dryer. That lasts like 2 minutes, and then it's back into its big knot again. You ever pull one out, and it's just this huge tangled mess?
Yes.
And you just can't do anything about it. That's it. Of all the things, of all the advancements of time, we can't figure it out. You just got to do it one thing at a time.
This has used the bedding setting. Is that a thing?
There's a bedding setting?
I didn't know there was a bedding setting.
I want to know more about a bedding setting.
They must
on
have
the dryer, there's a bedding setting?
Dryer.
Hang on, Dylan. Take your pill. We got our always remind Dylan to take his pills. Just drop a right jet on us at any moment here.
All right.
Wait a second.
It's pill time.
What would it do differently? From my knowledge, not extensive, but I don't know if it needs to be.
Okay.
I don't know if there's extensive knowledge to be had about the drying process. The dryer goes around and around, and air blows in it. What would a different setting do? Not go around and around as much?
I don't.
It would still go around and around, right?
I'm looking here. I'm trying to find.
You know, you pull out your duvet cover, and it's damp, and it's tangled up with the sheet as well.
Why is it damp? You're not drying it enough.
Well, it's not fully dry yet because you got to pull it out.
Ah.
Because if it stays in that knot, it's never going to dry.
Low to medium heat setting on a delicate cycle to prevent wrinkles, shrinkage, and damage to the elastic of the fabric.
Okay.
Hmm. So here's Chrissy is saying, throw in a big dry towel with the big bedding.
An already dried towel.
It might help.
Throw the towel in there, and what happens? It prevents it from all getting knotted up?
It seems to dry faster, and yeah, it might help with that. But I always find you have to go in through it multiple times, like open it a quarter way through, untangle it.
Yes, yeah, yeah. You've got to babysit your sheets.
You do.
I almost had a temper tantrum yesterday.
Why?
Because I pulled it out and it was knotted up. It was like the worst tangle you could think of. Just knotted on, and I'm trying to pull it.
How long could that possibly take you?
And it's looped around. Oh, it was forever. And it's big and it's like king size sheets. And I'm like, oh, my arms are getting tired trying to work its way out.
Here's an option.
It was like the worst knot you can imagine, and it was my bed sheets.
What we do at the house, always works, is we throw in the pillowcases and the fitted sheet.
Right.
Toss that in.
Separately.
And then we hang just the one sheet.
Okay.
Like the top sheet.
Right.
Boom, done.
Yeah.
Not for you.
We didn't have the time. It was getting late in the day, you see. We needed to expedite the process or else we'd
Why
just
slip it on. Why are you starting too late? You're starting too late.
That was a mistake. We did too much laundry on the weekend. It was so much laundry over there.
Yeah, no, that's true.
But it was the duvet covered, the fitted duvet. Like, you know, the thing that you put the thing inside? That thing with the zipper? That thing. Mm. Too big.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
mm-hmm.
Things are inside of it and twisting around it. There's got to be a better way.
I thought you hung a lot of yours.
I do, but just not this time of year. We were close. We were thinking about doing it, but probably like this weekend coming up. Yeah, that's a laundry hanging weekend.
Really?
Outside, get that clothesline out there. That's fresh.
Okay.
This one,
what's the deal with those balls that you had?
The dryer balls?
Yeah.
I thought that was going to solve everything.
Doesn't work?
I thought putting the dryer balls in there and they would prevent that from happening. It was my sole reason for buying them. Didn't do it.
No?
Nothing does it.
I just think you're God, you make problems out of things that happen
all
the time.
It's a thing. That doesn't happen to you as much.
Well, it does, but it doesn't ruin my day. I'll just take one out and then let the other one go.
Let it in there too long, though, and it goes too long, then it knots up, and it's this huge knot, and you're, and you don't want it to touch the ground because it's still damp and it's clean, and if it touches the ground, it's
going to get dirty again. Coming in right now.
What's that?
Close the zipper. Nothing gets into your duvet cover.
No, I do that. I close the zipper, but it still tangles and winds its way around other things.
Well, that sounds like you need a new dryer.
Well, what
would
that do?
That's a text message.
It's
just a
barrel that spins on it.
No, it sounds like you've got a crappy one.
I need a new strategy. I need a new approach. I need a new hack on this one, is what I need.
I like Chrissy's way of putting in a dry towel.
Okay. So
try that one.
Now, how does that work? The dry towel goes in there and then just prevents anything from...
Well, I've done it in a pinch when I really need to dry something fast.
Okay.
So I'll throw a dry towel in there with whatever's
wet.
And
it absorbs more of the, because it's dry going in?
It seems to make things speed
up. So that makes it dry faster and prevents it from tangling?
It's not a bad idea.
It's pretty good.
Yeah, I don't mind it.
Yeah, and you get the fitted sheet, and sometimes there's a little sock is in the elastic there, gets tucked around.
Why do you get a sock in there?
Yeah, it just randomly appear.
Really?
Can't get everything. Yeah.
You should pay more attention when you're putting them in.
I was getting hot. I was sweating. I was just starting to throw.
How long did it honestly take you? Because you make it sound like it took a month.
You know what? It took unusually longer than it should have to untangle it. It was quite the knot.
Mm.
Someone's saying don't put a towel in, it's going to wreck your sheets.
Ball of sheets. Is that just all tangled up together?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It was awful.
I mean, this, I really think you should just hang the one.
Yeah.
And then here's the problem. Let's say you put them in.
It's stiffer than the rest, though. You know, it's
well, hang it for the first little bit. Dry the other ones. Take those out. Then dry it.
Finish it up in the back end.
Yeah, give it a double.
Okay, sure. You know? Yeah.
I'm just here to help.
I appreciate the help.
I'm trying my best with you, right?
Is there anything better? Yeah, let's go. Anything better? I mean, you can count anything. Anything. Mm. Happiness. Mm. Whatever you want. Mm. Is there anything better than Sunday night getting into a freshly cleaned, made bed?
I couldn't agree more.
There is
however,
nothing better.
Last night,
yeah.
So I did the laundry, right? Mm-hmm. I did the sheet laundry, tucked the bed all together. This is who I'm living with, by the way. Tucked the bed all together, got it all good. We go into bed, cuddle in. It's time to watch our show.
Yep.
Throw our show on. She's like, it's just too perfumey. It just smells too fresh. There's nothing better than the perfumey smell of the
fresh sheets.
Too
much smell. Too much fabric.
There can't be. There cannot be. I couldn't believe it. When she said that, I considered numerous things. Okay. One, burning the house down and leaving.
Okay.
Two.
That'll show them, yeah.
I just thought, you know what? I'll keep my mouth shut. I won't say anything. But too perfumey. That's the best part of a Sunday night perfumey is the best part. I'm going to be too perfumey.
It's pretty nice. A Sunday night gets you started in a freshly cleaned, freshly made bed.
Magic.
Robbie, name something. Anything better than that.
The sound of a loon.
Okay, dear God.
Don't agree. No, the giant baseball bat. The giant baseball bat on 97.
Someone say buffets. New socks. That's not bad.
Yeah, new socks. Yeah.
Kitty cat toe beans.
He's ruining the whole game.
Yeah.
What do you mean?
No, it's a freshly made bed with brand new, out of the dryer sheets. Everything's tight. Everything's made perfectly.
Oh, it feels the best.
It's not going to be any better than it is in that moment. You pull in, you get in, you're tucked in, you become one with the bed. That's a once in a week existence that is just more cherished than anything else.
It smells so perfumey.
How perfumey was it?
It wasn't. It was beautiful. It smelled like we were in a meadow.
Is this a weekly occasion or was this her first observation that it was too perfumey?
Some days it's too perfumey. Some days it's not.
Okay.
I don't know. I think it's how much she likes me that moment.
You can't follow along.
Right? Yeah. It's hard for me to know.
All right.
But it was beautiful. It was like a meadow. It was gorgeous.
The Pepper and Dylan Show Podcast.
The Pepper and Dylan Show Podcast.
Can you break up over an ick once you're already in love?
Oh, boy.
Now, I know that icks can really set somebody off in like the start of dating, right? Like, I mean, when you start dating someone or start seeing somebody, I know that the ick can be like an absolute deal breaker,
right?
But once you're in love, can you break up with someone over an ick?
Have you done something?
Well, here's the situation.
What did you do?
It's not what I've done.
You've done something.
No, it's not. I didn't do anything. It's what's happening in my life, though.
Your girlfriend is icked out.
She has the ick from these two pairs of pants. I have two of the exact same pairs of pants that I wear. Just so happens, Robbie, it's the ones I'm wearing today.
You wear the same ones every day?
No. Although that does happen a lot in my life. But these guys I've had for quite some time.
Yeah, those are just sweatpants.
Kinda. They're like a Lululemon, I don't know, track pant, I guess, or something like that. But she says that the way that I wear them and how low that I wear them, it looks like I have diaper bottom.
Oh, no.
And she says that it's an ick. So much so that she offered to buy me two new pairs of pants if I would throw these out.
Because you got diaper butt.
Because I have, yeah, I don't know. How bad is it from there?
You know what? It's not too bad. I've been noticing.
Here's where I normally wear them. There's where I normally wear them.
You got diaper butt.
She says it's the ultimate ick.
Yes.
And I'm fearing because I hear a lot about the icks and that breaking up people, but you can't break up with someone over an ick once you're in love.
Oh, boy, that's tough.
Right?
That's tough because that's very diaper butt, and you wear those all the time.
All the time. These are like the ones I go to all the time. She has offered numerous times to just get rid of them. And I said, no. Like, I need a comfy pant. So now she's offering to buy me new pants if I throw these out, though. Okay. That's the stipulation is she'll get me the new pants, but I have to throw these out. But I have a really hard time going, like, why would I throw out pants that are perfectly good?
They don't look like they fit you very well.
Therein lies the ick, Rami.
Oh.
Yeah.
Now, I've just been noticing that because I've been trying to try some new styles. And I find some of these ones, that's kind of the style, is the diaper butt for men's pants. Having like a very loose butt and
right.
the elastics around the ankles.
Right.
It's like flood pants with a loose butt.
Yeah.
I don't get it.
It's like to bring the pant down, but then they have the ankles kind of holding the pant up.
Yeah. It doesn't make
sense. It meets halfway down the thigh.
But I guess that's kind of a style that's going around. But there's no denying it looks like a diaper butt.
Mm-hmm. That's what she says. And then she'll take pictures of me like when I'm wearing them. And then she'll send me the pictures. And like, I'll be honest, it's not flattering. Sometimes I don't see my butt a lot, but I don't love it.
Now, are you just holding onto those pants because you spent a fortune on them because they're Lululemons?
Well, they were expensive, but I had them probably now 3-4 years, maybe something like that. I wear them all the time. But like, listen, they work. They're perfect. They cover my things.
No, Dylan, first you get this old man chair that you sit in.
Yeah.
And now you've got the old man diaper pants.
Right.
You have to start thinking about this because once the icks pile up,
mm-hmm.
I think that's when you run into trouble.
Yeah.
So yeah, if you're in love,
like you can't break up over an ick once you're in love, right?
But once they compound, if it's ick after ick after ick,
too many icks
means you're gonna icks mean x.
Okay, she just texted and she says you need to let everyone know that I love your butt and you have the best legs and I think you are so hot.
Okay.
But those pants give you the poopy diaper look, and it's gross. I don't know what to say. Like, you know these ones. You see me in them all the time, Robbie.
Yeah, but I thought those were just your lazy pants that you wear to work.
Well, kind of, but I wear them everywhere.
You just wear the same thing every day, it seems.
Kind of, yeah, that's what it is. So
this not an issue when you guys first met? Because you would wear those all the time.
That's a good question. If we first met, how come she didn't say anything then?
Because you wouldn't wear them on a date.
No,
I would
wear my nicer ones on a date.
You probably didn't wear those at all until you started dating a bit more.
Yeah, that's true. That is true. And then she finds this, then she's got the ick.
So I'm misled her.
Not on purpose, though. Like when you go out on a date in the beginning of a relationship, you're going out for dinner or something, so you kind of put on something nicer.
I guess. It's like, okay, I won't wear a hat.
Right? Like there you go.
Fine, I won't wear a hat.
Like, you don't go to sweatpants, but then like once you get to know each other and you're like living together, like, yeah, she sees it all the time.
Yeah. But she just wants to showcase your bum.
And she says that I have a good bum. I don't think I do.
Well, you can't see it with those pants.
Got a little hair on there, right? Like, so I just like, for me, I'm always trying to hide my bum.
So many people are saying ditch the pants.
Right.
Ditch the pants. Why wouldn't you want a wardrobe that makes you look better than you do?
It's just because it's expensive. And I like these. Here's, you want to know the real thing?
Yeah.
Pants that make you look good aren't comfortable pants.
That is a true statement.
Like my girlfriend, she'll do it all the time. Like she'll walk in the door and unzip her pants because she's wearing like uncomfortable pants.
Mm-hmm.
So like immediately walking in the door, she'll unzip them. She's sitting there like, I want to be comfort all the time. That's my whole thing is why would I want to not be comfortable? I wear like every now and then I'll wear jeans to work and then I get this like press up on my tummy and then I got like this mark.
Yeah.
Right here and it like away. Hurts. I don't like that.
It goes away.
I just want to be comfortable.
I just have a feeling like this is going to be your go-to now that you're comfortable in a relationship.
Right. Brad says, give her this one, Dylan.
Give her this one.
If she buys me new pants, I have to, right? I have to throw them out. I can't say like, no, thanks for the new pants, but I'm keeping these. My fiance, 6 pairs of the same sweatpants. I've tried to throw away a few. Can you call them, Robbie?
Yes.
I'm interested. If you're dealing, I want to see it from the girl's perspective. Please don't. Fiance, right? They're ahead of us. If they're a fiance, things are going A-okay. How could it not be?
They might be.
Obviously, you're going to marry the person.
Hello.
Hi. Who's this?
Mercedes.
Mercedes, you have a fiance?
I do have a fiance.
Sounds like love. Sounds like something not that icky over there. What's happening?
So, since we started dating, he's had like multiple pairs of the same sweatpants because they're comfy.
Mm-hmm.
And he claims that even though they're stained and wrecked, they're still good pairs of. And so every time I've tried to get rid of them, he pulls them back into his closet and won't let me get rid of them.
Right. This is how I feel. I am your fiance. I'm the same guy. I'm like, these are perfectly fine. I mean, maybe they're not the best pant I own, but like they still do all the things a pant's meant to do.
Exactly what he says.
Oh man. So does it give you the ick? Is it one of those things where you're like, oh, I don't like that?
Well, kind of. He gives me the ick with that, but I still love him and I won't leave him for it.
Okay, so that was the question that I kind of wanted to know.
But if the icks start to pile up, that becomes a problem.
Well, if it gets uncontrollable and he doesn't listen to me.
If he doesn't listen. Well, yeah, how many icks does it take? Because I know I've got three strikes currently going for me right
now.
You
have three icks on you?
I have three icks, yeah. I got the three icks currently. Ick number one being my pants and the poopy diaper bottom.
Ew.
Ick number two is apparently I snore but make a weird whining noise when I exhale.
Okay.
So it's like the inhale is the snore, but the exhale is the...
Right.
Right? Which apparently, listen, trust me, I'm not happy about that ick. I heard about it and I was like, ooh, that's not good at all. And then the third ick is apparently I argue a lot.
Okay.
Oh, that's a bad one.
Well, wait. Is it my fault I'm right?
No, that's that. Wow, modest. Dylan's.
Three icks. Am I almost out? Is that what's happening?
You're not in a position to be icky, man. You've got to straighten up and get things right here.
Right. I also have shoulder hair. I didn't think that was great.
No, but it seems like she loves your body for what it is.
I don't know how. It's very weird that she would.
And a few people saying, we have seen your bum.
Thank you.
We posted a picture of it not too long ago on our social media.
Thanks, Robbie. Really appreciate that.
And people are saying, she just wants you to show it off.
Yeah, okay. Fair. Listen, if she buys me two new ones, I will throw these two out. How about that?
I think you have to go with her. You have to go with her and do some shopping, right? And find the ones that fit your bump you the best.
Have you offered to buy your fiance pants and he still says no?
I haven't offered him that because he has more clothes than I do.
Fair.
I have to put my clothes in a different room in my own closet because he took up the wardrobe in our bedroom, our master bedroom, and the dresser, because he has so many clothes that he won't get rid of.
Mercedes, I question whether he loves you or not. I'd be careful with marrying this guy.
He proposed to me, so I think he loves me.
Yeah, okay. Well, thank you for sharing this morning. We appreciate you.
Thank you.
Love you. Have a great day. Casey texting in, Robbie, what do you think of this?
What?
Don't throw them out, donate them. Should I be sending this to somebody else? That's an ick for somebody else.
Potentially.
I'm going to just create icks amongst other people. They're going to sit there. I'm going to end up. Oh man, I can't be held accountable for someone getting dumped.
Brad has a good idea.
Okay.
You just use them as your work clothes. It's like your inside shoes. Once you get here, change.
Right. Just keep them here. Like put a little hook over here and just change into my comfy pants.
Let her watch you walk out the door.
Right.
She gets the good view.
There you go.
And then change.
And then come home in the good view again.
Yes. She won't know. And then if we do videos for the Kiss Edmonton socials,
right,
I'll make sure that we only video you from the belly button up.
Perfect.
So she'll never know.
There you go, babe. No more icks. Things are cut. Daddy's coming home to look after you.
The Pepper and Dylan Show.
On the line is Andrea talking about these pants that I have, these poopy bottom pants that my girlfriend's all icked out about.
Yes.
I mean, you have the situation going on as well, Andrea?
I do, but he also has these really awful glasses, but...
Are we talking like everyday glasses, or are we talking...
Everyday glasses.
Oh, no.
What do you mean? Kind of like the old man from Up.
Oh, that's what it looks like.
Yeah.
Okay. And so this is not a... I mean, are you guys married?
38 years.
38 years. He's got the old man glasses. Do you tell him that they're ugly?
I have, but you know what? It makes him happy. He knows that he breaks glasses really easily, and these were really cheap, and he's comfortable. And so, yeah, I've kind of just taken the view that, you know what? He's off the market. He's mine. No one else needs to see what he really looks like.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. It's a good way to look at it. But nobody else needs to see him because they see a schlub and a slob, and you see love.
I sure do.
That's fine and all, but are there other icks that he has?
I think probably because I've been married 38 years, I've learned to not sweat the small stuff. There's just, you know, things that bother me. You can't be perfect.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not perfect. And so
your
so,
icks,
you know,
cancel out his icks.
Yeah, I feel like we complement one another. It's all good.
I like the way to look at it, though. Like, that's what I'll tell her today when I get home. I'll be like, listen, you might not like these pants. You might think they look like poopy bottom, but guess what? I'm not picking anyone else up. Nobody's even looking at me.
That's exactly right.
Right? Everyone else thinks I'm gross, babe, except you. Somehow you found me to be desirable.
Oh, boy.
Exactly.
Andrea, thank you. I love the perspective. I might use that later on today.
Well, good luck.
Okay. Love you.
Okay. Bye.
Take care. Mm. I mean, Robbie, that's a way to look at it, right?
It is. It is. I'm just worried
I'm
for
so
you, man.
Gross that no one else would ever want me.
Well, that's... I don't know if that's a good thing.
What are you worried about?
I'm just worried about her being like, okay, it's this, it's that, it's right. All of this.
Right, too many icks.
Yeah. It's going to devastate you.
Yeah. Oh, it would.
Because you're not going to do any better than her.
God, no. She's the best thing that's ever happened. Better watch my ick count.
You better, man.
All right, all right.
The Pepper and Dylan Show Podcast.
Robbie, you got to go to the door. There is a serious situation at one of the doors
right
now.
I see that.
What's happening? What's going on?
Hi, good morning.
Uh-huh.
I'm here at the door, the front door, Robbie, it looks like.
Should I go now?
Yeah.
Why? What's happening?
See if you can bring him in.
What's going on?
You just stand by. Why are you acting like you need to know everything?
Why?
Like you're sitting here and I'm talking to Robbie for a second. And you're like,
I'm curious to know what's
jumping down our throats as if we can't even like have our own little things going on. This is a really big moment and I'm very excited for this. Thank you so much, Kim.
Hi, Kim. Come on up. Step up close to the microphone here. It's a pleasure to meet you. What? I'm totally in the dark. What's happening here?
I'm here to contribute to the show urn.
Yes! The very first contribution to the show. Who do we have? What is it? Is it an animal? Is it a person?
I don't think we can be this excited.
No, this is awesome.
We have a show urn.
It's my kitty Spice.
Oh, little Spice.
Spice, yeah.
So we had an urn donated to us because Dylan thought it would be a great idea if listeners could be part, people who have had the Pepper and Dylan show 20 years almost, right?
Yes.
In one way, shape, or form. In their lives, because we'll meet people that go, I listened to you when I was in kindergarten.
Right, and all the time.
And now I've graduated with a doctorate. And so when you die, we'll put your ashes in the show urn. So
I think it's
the
beautiful
first addition to the show urn. So tell us about your kitty Spice.
She was 15
years old. Nice and close
old
to the microphone there,
she
sorry
was 15 years old.
Okay.
She had hyperthyroidism.
Okay.
For a few years. She used to sit with me in the morning. Every morning when I was getting ready for work and listening to you guys.
Aww.
So, yes.
This is absolutely outstanding. So we got, it looks like about a tablespoon of ash.
Yes.
Thank you so much.
And when did Spice pass?
July of last year.
Oh, okay. So you've been sitting on the ash.
I have, actually. When you guys were talking about it, I had texted in and said that I was going to be bringing her in. And then I just never heard anything and I thought maybe... You know, it was kiboshed.
Yeah, maybe it was all a joke because what kind of radio show would have an urn for
this
its
is a good,
audience and its audience?
You know what
pets
kind of radio show? I'll tell you right now. The only radio show in North America to have an urn.
With a show
exactly
urn. Okay.
I thought it was a fantastic idea.
Thank you.
I have a lot of ashes actually sitting around my home. And my dad just recently said to me that I should release them and, you know, kind
are
of
they all pet ashes?
Not all of them.
Oh, right, we got human ashes too.
We do.
Okay. But this, but the show, you and your cat had a
exactly
special bond over.
Exactly.
Well, that's actually very touching.
Spice is so cute and will be the first one into the urn. Now, is there a ceremony we do? Do we put it in? Do we? I don't know.
This
how
is
this
our
works
first time doing this, so I don't know.
It's my first time as well.
Okay.
Robbie, this is come on, Robbie, this is your stuff.
Well, what was Spice's favorite song?
She had many, but she liked the rainbow one. What's his name?
Kermit the Frog?
Rainbow Connection?
No, the Hawaiian guy.
Somewhere over the rainbow.
Yes.
Right. Okay. Dylan, can you get that up while we put
that
over
just
the rainbow?
Play a clip for Spice, maybe.
While we put the ashes so into the urn, we'll play. How do you know your cat liked that song? Come on.
She lay right by the phone every time it came on.
Really?
Cats like songs?
They do, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
If you treat them well.
I don't know my cat very well at all. I don't know what my cat's favorite song is, Dylan. I'm a terrible cat owner. Okay, here we go. So, to Spice's favorite song. 16, you said? Spice lived to 16 years old? Okay.
This is adorable and wonderful, and like what a way to remember Spice forever.
So, Robbie, do you want me to video it here while you ceremonial put the ashes in?
Okay. Yeah, yeah. Get it done.
Okay, I'll add the ashes here.
You need me?
Come on, where are the ashes? You come on over now. Here we go. Okay.
This is the moment.
Dylan, you going to do the ceremony here? You go ahead. You're probably better at this than I am. So.
Spice.
Would you like to say a few words?
Yeah, absolutely. I would like to thank both Kim.
I meant Kim.
Oh.
You didn't know Spice at all, Dylan.
I wouldn't talk about Spice.
Dylan, do you want... Okay, Dylan, can you say some nice words?
I'd like to thank Kim and Spice for spending mornings together, listening to this show, and for making it part of your morning routine, and we'll miss Spice alongside of you, as Spice is the very first entry into the urn. Show Urn now has Spice forever, and we really thank you for that, and... I didn't think I'd be so emotional about this, but here I am.
It's kind of sweet.
It's our very first thing in the urn. So you know, Spice.
Kim, I don't know if you know this, but Biff, the bulldog, our bulldog's not far behind. Spice will have company in eternity soon. We don't know when exactly. But
will he be chasing Spice, though? I don't need that.
Oh, they'll be good. They'll be good together in there. Spice needs a friend. So thank you, Kim. This is very unexpected, but thank you very much. So,
I love this.
Spice the cat passed away. Last summer.
There you go.
Now lives in eternity in the Pepper and Dylan.
Cute. That's adorable.
All right.
The Pepper and Dylan Show podcast.
Okay, so this is going to be an exercise here, the next couple minutes, of me just reading a text message exchange.
Okay. Between you and whom?
Well, so yesterday my daughter and I went grocery shopping together. It was the last day of spring break. My daughter loves to do things with her dad. And we were in her car. And when we got out to load groceries, we noticed there was a massive scrape against the front end of her car.
Uh-oh.
She had pulled through, you know, pulled into a parking spot and pulled all the way through. So
yeah.
The front passenger
side. No DNA
side,
test needed.
Front. I can't even. That's really good, Dylan. You win the week there. Woo! Right there. That's simple. And it was on the passenger side fender. And we saw that. She's like, oh my God, what is that? And I was like, well, it looks like a scrape, dummy. And then she's like, oh, that wasn't there when we left. I said, I don't remember ever seeing that. And then somebody who was watching this this conversation happen, a casual onlooker, said, hey, look at that car beside you. Now, remember, you got to kind of visualize this. My daughter pulled in and pulled through the parking spot. So her front was at the front of the parking spot, right? So it was the passenger side front fender. On the car next to us, there was a blue scrape, the same color as my daughter's car, on their passenger side front fender on the parked car. Mm-hmm. So they had pulled in after us and scraped against Tyler's car.
Yeah.
So we had assumed, right? Not much you can do about it. My daughter's car, not really valuable, not really worth making a big to-do out of it, right?
Okay.
But the principle remained. No notes were left, all right? Until a note was left.
What do you mean?
My daughter went into the superstore.
Oh, she left a note.
She asked for a piece of paper and a pen. I went piddle. When I came out, she had put on their windshield a note that said, "We know what you did, and we're watching." With my phone number.
Okay, nice.
With my phone number.
Good.
I didn't know my phone number was on there.
Mm.
Fast forward about an hour later yesterday.
They called you?
Here I've got. I'm just going to read that. You are not going to believe this.
I love it.
But I'm just going to read it, okay?
Okay.
Hey, who is this? Question mark. Hello? You know me? Question mark. Waiting. Is this about someone, is this about something I did with someone? And then all I sent was a picture. Like, at this point, I'm like, oh, my God. Like, I'm scared. I don't know who this person
sounds like
is.
They're scared.
They've got my phone number. Is this about something I did with someone? So, and then I just sent a picture of Tyler's fender of her car.
Yeah.
Of the damage on her car. She says, what is that? I said, I think you hit our car at Superstore today. The response, no, I didn't. I thought this was about your husband.
Wow. So there's a cheater. That's also a car. Man, they do all the bad things.
I said, it sounds like you're guilty of hitting it and running it. And then I sent them a picture of their car with the matching blue scrape.
Oh, nice.
And I said, is this your car? That's from pulling into my garage 2 weeks ago, actually, but nice try. And then I said, you hit your garage? I've done that too.
Oh, nice.
And then I followed it up with, but back to this husband situation, though.
Yeah.
That sounds tough. Yeah. What are you going to do about that?
Right.
Does the wife know?
Uh-oh.
And then they followed back with, yes, I hit the side of our garage a few weeks ago. The husband situation, meaning that I cheated on my husband? I'm not making this up.
Oh my God, really?
I said, you cheated on your husband or with another person's husband? I'm confused. Or was it both?
Right.
Could have been both. Then they messaged, is this a guy or a girl I'm talking to? Are you married?
Well, they just want anything.
And I said, it's a guy. I'm divorced, but engaged with the girl. She's pretty great. But I think we've all been where you are at one time or another.
Yeah.
And he says, yes, it was my husband I cheated on with another married man.
Wow.
Oh, wow. I responded, wow, that's a tough spot you're in. Do either of them know about it? We're also having a rough day over here. We might have to put our dog down this week. Not a great start to the week for any of us. And I sent a picture of Biff.
Mm.
And I said, this is Biff. He's got a bad heart. And they said, oh, so sweet. And no, my husband doesn't know. Are you with your girlfriend right now? Can I share a pic of me with you?
Yes.
And I said, yeah, we just got back from the vet. Okay, I won't interrupt anything. We're all kind of sad, I said. My daughter is now trying to get me back on the subject of your car.
Well, wait. You didn't get a picture?
Well, no, I thought that would be weird.
I think it's weird that she wants to send pictures out to just whoever, any guy that talks to her.
I said, look, my daughter is now trying to get us back on the subject of her car. My fiance's sad about the dog, but I'm curious about this love triangle you're in. It's a really busy day we're having over here.
Yeah, I know it sounds.
He said, well, I can send you a picture of me to cheer you up, but will your fiance be mad?
Oh, she wants to send you something topless. Yeah.
And then said, I'm sorry about your car, but 100% it wasn't me. It was from the side of my garage. I don't lie. I said, you don't lie.
Yeah, you cheat.
But you're lying to your husband.
Yeah, did you say that?
Yeah. And then they said, well, we have somewhat of an open relationship.
I don't know about that.
I said, somewhat? It's either open or it's not open,
right?
No?
Yeah.
I said, no, it's open. Do you want to see a pic?
Yes. Why have you not got a pic yet?
And then I said, well, then are you really cheating if it's open? And I said, no, that's okay, but I'm sure you're lovely. And they said, no, it isn't. So no pic then? I said, no. And she said, oh, okay. Well, if you're ever interested, let me know.
You're interested right now.
Wow. No, I don't want to do that. Who knows? But would they plan a prank on me?
No.
I know this was the day before April Fool's, but this couldn't be someone just... Are they purging their guilt with a total stranger?
Yeah, of
it
course.
It does seem like that.
Ask for the picture to see if they're real.
Oh, it wouldn't be real. Who would do this?
Give me your phone.
No, Dylan.
Come on. What kind of idiot? I want to know if they're just going to send you, a billy goat, or if they're going to send you, a real picture of them.
Maybe they would just find something on the internet and send it.
How
it
do you know?
I don't know. I don't want to go down that road.
Because
then my phone's on their phone, and then the husband's going to find out. The husband's going to call me. He's going to come to my house and punch me in the face.
No, he comes to your house and say, look at this car. Clearly there's a problem here and you need to fix this. Yes. There's something shady going on.
Robbie, is this real? Was this a real conversation or did they take this opportunity to mess around with me?
It seems, it's hard to say.
Why would they tell me all these things?
Like you said, purging guilt.
Is that what they're doing? They feel so guilty about what they're doing in their lives that my message or my random phone number gave them an opportunity to just
and they're trying to pick you up right there. They're trying to send you a nude picture.
They're not so guilty. They want to do it again.
Oh my God, yeah.
Oh,
are you a guy or a girl?
Can I please
send you a picture?
I said, I'm sitting with my fiance. She's sad about the dog. My daughter's talking to me about this car situation.
Do you think this person that ran into your car and ran away
They hit their garage, Dylan.
Okay, and also is cheating on their husband, but not really? You think that they really care about your fiance?
Well, I was tempted to go, to find out more if they were messing around with me. But
Shane says, Pepper, can you forward me the number? She sounds mean.
I don't know if it's real. It could be a guy that's just posing as a girl.
That's why you ask for the picture.
But then they just grab something from the internet or from Facebook.
We can tell
something.
If it's the internet or not.
You can.
And then if they send one and it looks pretty internet, then you say, well, why don't you give me a picture with your middle finger sticking up?
Right.
Ah, yes. That's.
And then
what do I want a picture of this person for?
Do you not remember they breaking your daughter's car?
Yes.
That's not going to help me get the car fixed.
Sure will. You know the person. Take it to the police.
Make a wanted ad.
This is shocking to me.
Isn't that a
weird thing?
You
don't know how to handle anything.
In the middle of the day, that is a weird thing to happen.
Yeah.
My daughter puts my phone number on their windshield that I didn't know it was my phone number. An hour later, I'm into this message about this woman having an affair on her husband.
Did you check in on her today?
I was thinking about doing that. Hey, have you talked to your husband yet?
You should.
Hey, let me help you through this. Yeah. I feel like I know too much about this person's life now.
Well, you asked a lot of questions.
And she just kept trying to send me a picture of her.
And I didn't want that.
I wanted to help her in her relationship. Honesty is important in these situations.
Yeah, not to her.
If they could sit down and talk about it.
How does she have the same paint in the garage as your daughter's car?
Right.
Well, look, if she's going to get away with an affair, she's going to get away with a fender bender in a parking lot.
Doesn't have to. We can get the footage from the parking lot.
You just want to get more of the juicy gossip. Don't care about fixing a fender.
We're all here for it. What's the matter with you?
Isn't that bizarre?
That is.
Yeah, but you're ruining it. You ruin our fun.
What am I supposed to do?
Get the picture.
Why don't you?
Show up at the house, see if the inside of the garage is actually the right color.
If you like, you can send them a message and say, hey, my friend told me that you guys were chatting the other day. And I, you could come on in and say, like, how are you doing?
Yeah. Like, well, I don't mind.
We could build a whole friend circle over this.
I'll be like, hey, I want to come over to the house. And then when I get there to console, what I'll do is I'll be like, where's the garage?
What if the husband answers the door?
Good. I'll be like, hey, man, can I see your garage?
Are you going to rat them out? Are you going to kind of...
I don't care.
See, I don't need the burden of this information on this relationship right
Listen,
now.
Listen, I'm not worried about the cheating like you are.
You
I am
the
worried
fixed.
About the car and making sure that the... I hit my garage. What garage is the same color as your daughter's car?
I don't know.
Well, we will only know when we become friends and we go over there.
If you pull up to the house and the house is blue.
If the house is blue, but is the
why would they give us their address?
Because we're becoming friends.
Yeah.
And it sounds like they want to hook up with you.
She seems a little promiscuous.
Yeah, I think you're
A-OK.
It's probably
a guy. I'm being catfished. I just wanted to fix my daughter's car. And now I'm into this total throuple love triangle thing that I didn't want any business of whatsoever.
You're going about all the wrong things. Your daughter is just sitting there like, hey, Dad, thanks for helping me with nothing. You've done nothing for me.
It was an innocent... parking lot fender bender. Oh. And now I know far too much about this person.
You can ask.
It's not real.
Yes.
It can't be real.
We can phone the number.
Yeah. I don't know if I.
But this happened yesterday?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Superstore parking lot.
It's suspect. They
would have pictures of the parking lot somehow. No. How far back were you parked?
What do you mean?
God, you need a Tesla. They have cameras on them.
Right? Okay. Well, I'm sorry. I don't have it. Yeah, they first messaged me at like 1:30. Yeah, we had just gotten back from the vet.
I don't see why we wouldn't call them to see if a boy or a girl picks up. We don't need to have like a... We don't need to tell them that you're... We're calling from a different number. They won't even know.
But then what if they pick up and then we're violating... Like, we could really ruin somebody's life here.
Yeah, you got to be careful.
Oh, poor them. You mean the cheater and the person who does a hit and run? We're ruining their life?
It's not a real story. They were just messing with me.
Why?
And here I was spilling my guts out to them about our dog and my daughter and the whole thing.
Robbie, he makes me so mad.
I know there's an opportunity here.
And well, I've still got the number. Do you think we should call? Okay, let's talk about it. We've got a meeting today. What's the worst thing that could possibly happen if we call?
Nothing. They
the
pick
worst,
up.
Not the best.
No, but nothing could happen.
The worst thing that could happen is you could be killed.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
She's not a killer. She's a lover.
We don't know that
she
yet.
She was trying to send a picture.
We don't know this.
If you ask for a picture, just see what comes back. Then we'll know if it...
But like, I can't message them now and go, you know what? On second thought...
Yes, you can. On second thought, I want a picture. And then no. If she has like a gun in the picture, I mean, maybe we back off.
Like, if why would like, she have a gun in the picture?
Well, I don't know what the picture's going to bring. Like, the picture could just be her smiling... Maybe it could be like hitting the car. We don't. The fact that you're not investigating, it makes you a bad dad.
But me requesting the picture it's a slippery slope because now they would think that I'm interested and I'm going to get pulled into all of this.
No,
what do they send a picture and then I go, "Well, I'm not interested." How hurtful is that?
But it's not about being interested. It's
because
well,
I'm not interested.
I know you're not interested. I'm not asking you to get a picture. I'm not asking you to exchange nudes. I'm trying to find
I think
out.
She does want that though.
You're assuming. You're assuming and you're not sure.
Robbie, come on, help me out here.
I can't help you out. There's an opportunity. We have to seize it.
Yeah,
this
and
is
you're
falling
not.
On your lap.
You're being a bad dad. This is the worst dad you've ever been. Your poor daughter. Like she's just sitting there going, like, why was I born to him?
I have a feeling I'm not going to get any insurance money from this situation. And even if I did, I don't think I'd get much. It's a 2005 Ford Focus.
I mean, does it mean, do cars mean nothing in your life? All of them are getting banged up and you don't care.
Yeah.
All right, to be continued.
You've got to do something.
Let's talk this out and see what we can
just
do.
Just to reiterate.
Yes.
There was a big scratch on the car.
Yes.
Your daughter left a note that said, I saw what you did.
I saw what you did and we're watching. And my phone number.
Right.
So out of nowhere, I get this text message later from this person.
Because they thought it was the cheating.
Yeah, yes.
Oh, God. What a life you're living if
so
this is what's happening.
You've got to exploit the cheating to get to the bottom of the accident.
But then once I sent them a picture of the car and said, I think you hit my daughter's car in the parking lot, wouldn't they just go, good, it's not that. instead of spill their entire life story to me?
Well, no. And then they said that they don't lie, but they that wouldn't hold up in court because they already lied.
But not to me. They're totally honest with me.
No, they lied about hitting your car.
That's right. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. To be continued. I'll let you kind of look at this and see what you want to do with it, Dylan.
Oh, I'm doing lots.
Okay.
Yeah. Where's the lots to be done?
Do be continued. All right.
The Pepper and Dylan Podcast.
Jen thinks I need to talk to my therapist.
Well, yes, every day, of course, Jen.
Why is that, Jen?
Because it's not a normal reaction, Pepper, to be wanting to watch TV while you're in the process of ending a life.
I need to clarify here.
That's what you said, though.
I didn't want to watch TV. I'm addicted to a show called Severance. I think a lot of people are aware of this show now.
Mm-hmm.
Right? At first, it was kind of an unknown show, but now it's really kind of catapulted to the forefront of binging television. Severance. I've got 2 episodes left in season 2. And then this dog all of a sudden gets sick. We're in this comfort room for a long time.
That's when you're supposed to be saying your goodbyes and spending your final moments.
I just thought, why not have it on in the background?
Because it's not a background show.
No, you really have to pay attention. I would pause it if anything happened.
You're in the room because something's happening.
But like when our dog was held. Oh, dear God. I just almost said an is. Oh, that's my first is. Oh, that hurt. When our dog was healthy, at home, I watched TV when he was in the room, and I still loved him.
Of course, but it's your final moments with him.
I know.
This is very much avoidance behavior.
I didn't watch the show. What I was trying to do was use an example of how good the show is, not how much I didn't like my dog. The show is so good, I considered doing it. But I'm a decent human being, and I didn't do it.
Here we go. There's a couple texts.
Okay.
I'm not saying that you don't like your dog,
right,
Pepper. I'm saying that you're avoiding feeling your feelings.
This says, tell that girl to mind her own business. Who is she to tell anyone how to grieve?
She's fine. I agree. Maybe there's something weird
about
me. Amanda
says she is wrong. Death and grief are immensely personal. But then this says, Pepper, you sound heartless. You sound he was a party and it's kind of gross, not going to lie.
Well, I'll tell you, we knew from birth, from his first visit to the vet, that he was going to have a short life. And he died at 1.5 years. And I thought we were prepared. I thought, oh, okay. So when the vet said maybe 2 years, maybe 3 if you're lucky.
Right.
Right. And we thought, okay, we're going to give him the best possible life, but it could happen at any time. Then he started to get sick and we were going to the vet more often. And I'm like, okay, it's just around the corner. I thought I was prepared. And if you want to call me heartless, that's fine. But you didn't see me screaming. Oh, God, I can't believe it. What did we do? That was me.
Right.
Yelling.
Right.
Causing a real ruckus.
Calvin says it's completely understandable if it's for Severance.
It's a good show. Jen, have you seen the show?
No. Well, I've watched the first episode.
Yeah, I get it. It's hard to get it. It's pretty weird. I know. I didn't do it. I hugged him. I laid with his body afterwards, which is really weird. But anyway, I was sobbing and crying and yelling and just, Dylan, you've seen me at my worst.
Yeah.
It was close. Yeah, it was bad.
Listen,
okay.
That's horrible. I just think that like maybe in that moment, whether you grieve however you want, but maybe in the moment you just paid a little more attention to him.
Just don't watch Severance. That's the thing. Just don't watch a show. Okay. Is it okay, Jen? Because my son was born during the season finale, I believe, of CSI years and years ago. Mm-hmm. Was it okay that I was annoyed at him that we only got half into it when
Did you watch the show or you didn't?
We were watching it, but then I had to turn it off because he was crowning, you know? Is that okay?
That's something to talk to his mother about.
I got a lot of appointments in therapy. All right, see you later there, Jen. Okay.
The Pepper and Dylan Show Podcast.
All right, I'm going to wing this one here, Dylan.
It's time to make a list. No, it won't flop. Making a list is fun, so we won't stop. Anything at any given time could drop. You better stay tuned to see what's on top.
Top 5 different kinds of hugs.
Yeah, I don't know what these would be. Like, isn't a hug, I mean...
Different hugs make you feel different things.
But doesn't the hug is to the person,
you hug,
not to the hug.
You hug your mom differently than you hug your girlfriend, right?
Yes.
Hand position.
Sure.
Squeeze. Length. close proximity. They're all different, right?
Yeah, yeah.
There are five different kinds of hugs that I can think of.
Okay.
Well, there's actually four, but it's a top five list. So number five is hug. Okay, there you go.
All right, thank you.
All right, there you go. Okay, number four hug, and it's a good hug, bro hug.
Yep, there's the bro hug.
Bro hug.
Yeah, I know the bro hug.
Bro hug has a slight tinge of insecurity to it. They don't want to be judged for being huggy, you know?
One hand has to connect before you connect the hug.
Right. And it increases in its broness by how hard you slap the back.
Right.
If you can make a thundering clap sound on the back, you're a super bro.
Nobody loves the back smack.
And it usually starts with a handshake, pull in. Handshake, pull in, back slap, bro hug. There you go.
Okay.
Go love the bro hug.
Number three.
All right. I'm in touch with my intimate side. I can hug a guy and not feel weird about it.
Sure.
Number three. And I'm very familiar with this the past couple of days, Dylan. Now, this is an interesting hug now, because sometimes the people you hug are also privy to other hugs. But the condolence hug.
The comfort hug, yeah.
The comfort hug, the condolence hug, right? Okay. We put our dog down. So my fiance, whom I usually hug in a way that's coming up, yesterday, just condolence hug.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not good at the condolence hug because I don't know what you're supposed to do
with the hold. Just to make someone feel comforted.
It's a hold. It's kind of a squeeze. Your face can't be too close to their face. If their hair's tickling your face, it's too intimate. It's a tricky hug to pull off, the condolence hug.
But you were doing it a lot yesterday.
But I was doing it a lot. I got a lot of experience doing it yesterday.
Okay. Yep.
All right. Number three. It's good to see you.
I think that's
ya.
Number two.
Number four, number six. Number two. It's good to see you hug. Now, the it's good to see you hug is different than the first sight hug. Okay?
Wait. What's a first sight hug?
The first sight hug is you see somebody you haven't seen in a long time, give them a big, that could be the bro hug. Could be the bro hug.
Yeah.
It could be the condolence hug because you see each other at a funeral.
Okay.
Right? So that's the initial hug. The it's good to see you hug is the follow-up hug to somebody you haven't seen in a long time.
Mm.
And you're, let me say it again. It's just so good to see you. And that's kind of arm around, pull into the side. It's a perpendicular hug.
Oh, that's a tough hug to pull off.
Very, very.
So what's the number one hug?
The number one hug. The I'm into you, but I don't know how to tell you I'm into you hug. Ah,
ooh.
The message sending hug.
Ooh.
The hug that lasts a little longer than the last time you hugged. Squeezes a little tighter than the last time you hugged.
So you're trying to send a message with your hug.
That's right. The hand
says, hey,
pull in a little more aggressively.
I want you, but I don't want you to know that I want you.
Plus, it's got the fake break.
What's the fake break?
You start to pull away, but then you don't pull away.
Ooh. Okay.
All right. And no pat at the end, a rub at the end.
Oh,
that's the key to the send a message of deeper feelings hug.
You can't give that hug to just anyone.
That's your number one. You like that list? I like that list.
I don't hate it.
I winged the whole thing, Dylan.
I'm impressed.
That's a guy that knows his hugs. That's what they call me, the Hugmaster.
Hugmaster, yes.
Call me the Hugmaster from 11th grade right through until, second year of college.
Really?
Maybe that gap year, yeah. Hugmaster.
Oh, someone's saying a bear hug. You missed the bear hug.
I don't know about the bear hug. The bear hug's only fun for one person. The other person doesn't like it. Ah, you're squeezing too hard.
Mm. Okay, I'm just saying that is a hug, and how it doesn't end up on the hug list is weird.
Something that was an Andre the Giant finishing move cannot be a good hug. Okay.
Well, people, multiple.
The bear hug?
Yeah.
Honorable mention. How's that? Honorable mention to the bear
we'll
hug?
We'll take it. Yeah, okay. We'll take it.
Pepper and Dylan.
Chris has a hug that wasn't on the list of the top five hugs. Types of hugs.
Yeah.
Right? And she says, you totally forgot this hug. This is a great hug. What is it, Chris?
So I think, like, when you're doing the dishes and, you know, like, your significant other comes up behind you, just gives you a little hug. Like,
oh, the behind
you're doing
hug.
The dishes for them, so it's nice.
Yeah, that's a tricky hug. I think there's a 917-917, do you love the hug while you're doing dishes hug? Because some people do. Some people are like, I'm doing dishes over here.
Oh, yeah, you can't be that
focused. What are you doing? Especially if that you're trying to get the hug to lead to something else.
Mm.
You know, you go in the hug from behind, and then you start kissing the side of the neck. Oftentimes, the rejection
part,
can follow. Not far behind, Dylan. Like, oh, God, would you stop it? The kids are in the living room. What's the matter with you?
My hands are soaking wet right now. Please, I just want to get the dishes done and sit down.
You can dry your hands.
All I want is to sit down, put my feet up, and watch a show.
Jeez. That's your
house?
No,
I think it's just so warm and great. Like, it's like a reward.
So the rule would be the from-the-behind surprise hug while you're occupied doing something is it's okay if it's just a hug.
It's sweet.
Yes, exactly.
But if your intention is nefarious or sexual in nature, then beat it.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah,
there's
the rule of thumb. All right, fair enough. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Chris. Have a good morning.
Thank you, you guys too.
Love you. Makes sense.
I think that should be on the list. There's also someone texting about the hug and twirl, like the lift up hug. Too much work for you. Got it. All right.
That's kind of a show off of strength.
It's just a nice hug, really.
Like, look at me. I'm holding you. I'm spinning. And I put you down. And I'm not out of breath. Oh, superhuman huggers, you know?
Okay, we'll call that in the top 10 then. Hey?
Top 10, yeah. Honorable mention, yeah.
The Pepper and Dylan Show podcast.
I think it's time.
Don't do it.
No, I'm doing it.
Stop it. I'm doing it.
I'm not being very pragmatic about it, but I feel it. You know what? Sometimes it's just a feel. Every year with me, it's just a feel.
Oh, boy.
I didn't think about it. Thank God I didn't do it last week when I was going to. I put it off. I was smart to do so. I'm going to do it. Right now, Robbie, mark it down.
No.
Friday, April 4th.
Oh, no. You're so dumb.
6:20 a.m. Rob Pepper from the Pepper and Dylan Show. Officially issuing the Rob Pepper No Snow Guarantee. There you go. It's done. It's happened.
No snow till September?
No snow until September. No snow to stay on the ground. What is it, Robbie? Stay on the ground past noon?
Past noon.
Until September. Well, until the after summer.
What the heck's like the matter with you? Yeah, like in December 30 or 31st if it snows.
Yeah, September, October, November, what if August? Ugh. Yeah. August. If it snows in August, that's not on me. Okay.
No, that's not too bad.
That counts as well?
Yeah.
Get out of here.
No, you've now said it.
I just mean until like the end of the wintry season, the snowy season.
It's until snow again.
Wait, no, snow can't go away completely and then come back. It's got to be while we have the aftertaste of snow in our mouth, right?
Well, the good thing in August, even if it snows, it will probably melt.
Exactly.
So it won't count.
Yes,
so you'll be okay.
Okay, yeah. Until like fall time. No snow. Rob Pepper.
Why?
No snow guarantee 2025 has officially been issued.
You could have said nothing.
No, but I didn't. I said something.
As you always do.
We do like five of these segments every hour, man. You got to say something in every one of them.
I fear for you.
And now you guys get to come up with the terms.
I already have the punishment.
You have the punishment already?
Yeah.
So you've been sitting on this one for any time I say something stupid?
Yeah.
All right, what is the punishment?
I'm not telling you right
now. Oh, okay. When do I get to find out?
I have to make one order, and as soon as the order is done, then
an order? Like an Amazon order?
Yeah, I think Amazon will have it.
Okay.
Yep.
Oh, we got to tell them.
Can't
Do you
yet,
know what it is, Robbie?
I have to make sure that I can get it.
Okay.
And if I can't, then I have to save that for another time.
Okay, and then go to a backup buddy. Dylan, he's like just a Rolodex of punishments.
Yes.
Just this long list of unused punishments.
I have to with you and always saying dumb stuff.
You know, well, I got two neck tattoos last year because of it.
Yeah.
Which was still the dumbest thing. It's
one voluntary.
Like, it's almost like both neck tattoos, one of them should count towards whatever the next punishment is. God, that was dumb of me.
That was, but that's on you. You're dumb.
If I lost the no snow guarantee, I had to get a neck tattoo. So I thought it was funny. I got the tattoo of a giraffe's neck on my leg.
Mm-hmm.
But then I thought, yeah, those guys are going to tell me I cheated. So then I got a neck tattoo. I got two tattoos when I only needed to get one. Then when I showed you the neck tattoo on my leg, mm-hmm. you said, that's pretty good. We would have taken that.
That's funny.
Didn't need to get the actual neck tattoo.
You did not.
Damn it anyway. Robbie, have you gotten that puzzle back together?
Not back together.
So he's frustrated because he fluked into getting it apart. You got to get it back together because Dylan says he loves these things.
Right.
Okay, no snow guarantee has been issued.
Why?
Rules are it can't snow or stick around, stay on the ground past noon until like after summertime. And then I win the no snow guarantee, which is just me not having to pay a punishment.
Yes.
What a dumb thing. I don't get anything out of it, but I get punished if I'm wrong.
I'm a bad negotiator, Dylan.
You
really need to work at it.
Take advantage of me at the sidewalk sale.
No doubt.
$100. No, four.
That is how he negotiates.
Deal.
While you're there.
Okay. All right. So when will you have the punishment? Once you see if you can order this?
Well, yeah. Now, because I've been sitting on this. I have to be honest. It's my girlfriend's idea.
Okay.
And I've been sitting on it for quite some time.
You and your girlfriend just sit around scheming new ideas for the show and how to make others suffer?
Yes.
Those are your two favorite topics.
Yes. Okay. And so it was available a while back.
Okay.
I don't know if it's available now.
Okay. This was one you wanted for the skunk that. You were going to make me do for the skunk?
Possibly. Yeah, you might both have to do this one.
So Pepper's getting the punishment.
As a double
punishment.
Wait
a second, because Robbie lied about never getting sprayed by a skunk and using like extracted skunk oil,
I think the people spoke, though. The people came to my defense.
They said, you still got sprayed with the oil, so it's the same thing. So that punishment for him lying is the same as me saying it's not going to snow again?
I think so, yeah.
Oh, Dylan.
I think it might end up. Well, it depends if Amazon's got one
we'll
or not.
We'll see if Dylan's got it. He'll look for it. We'll see what that punishment is.
The Pepper and Dylan
Podcast. Hi, good morning.
Good morning.
Who's this?
It's Jane.
Just real quick, just anecdotally. In your kitchen, when you dry the dishes, do you use the same towel to dry your hands?
So, you know what? I don't even dry the dishes. You're supposed to air dry them.
Yes,
much cleaner.
Oh, you can't. Now, get what? No.
Air dry for the
world. It is.
About.
It's better for the environment.
And they're sitting there on the counter. You've got clutter for 4 hours. No, thank you.
And I change my dish towel probably like 5 times a day.
Like, 5 times a day?
Yeah.
Well, you're like, not, I thought you weren't even using it.
Yeah, I don't understand.
Well, yeah, I don't know. Like, even if I wipe the counter, like, then that cloth is gone.
Well, that's the other question. Your dishcloth to wash dishes. Do you wipe the counter or the, like, table after dinner with that? Or is it a different cloth?
Two different cloths.
Different cloth. Yeah.
Different cloth.
You ever notice that some people, when they say, hey, I'll help with dishes, they try and wipe a counter with your dishcloth? You're like, maybe you should go into the living room. In fact, maybe you should leave.
Totally.
Or in some cases, hey, maybe you should move out. You know?
Uh-oh.
Different cloth. That's why I have colored cloth. Yellow for dishes, blue for counters. It's pretty straightforward, isn't it?
Do you have that written everywhere? Do you have a little sign?
No, it's a color-coded system, and it makes a lot of sense.
Fair, yeah.
Number of times I've seen a blue cloth wiping a pan or a yellow cloth cleaning the crumbs from the table, Dylan.
Mm-hmm,
it's
mm-hmm,
not right. Mm-hmm. It's not right, Dylan. Shouldn't happen.
You know what? They should just stop.
How hard is it to figure out, Dylan?
Okay, I'm sorry. Holy smoke.
Blue for counters, yellow for dishes.
You need to make a sign.
I guess so.
Laminate something.
I guess so.
There you go.
The Pepper and Dylan Show Podcast.